Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Getting to Neutral, a transformative guide written by the late Trevor Moawad. Published in 2022, this book delves into the powerful concept of achieving a state of neutrality amidst life's chaos. Drawing from his extensive experience as a mental conditioning coach to top athletes, including the renowned quarterback Russell Wilson, Moawad shares a pragmatic approach to dispelling negativity and finding serenity. His narrative is enriched by anecdotes from world-class athletes and coaches, offering listeners practical strategies to attain calm and clarity no matter the circumstances. Getting to Neutral is an essential read for anyone grappling with stress or seeking to overcome mental blocks that hinder peak performance. It's also a compelling pick for those who appreciate stories of resilience and psychological insight. Through Moawad's expertise and inspirational examples, this book equips readers to navigate their daily challenges more effectively, making it a valuable addition to any personal development library. Join us as we unfold the steps to mastering your mindset and transforming your approach to life's hurdles in just 20 minutes. Getting to Neutral: How to Conquer Negativity and Thrive in a Chaotic World. Introduction. Discover the power of neutral thinking, your key to a balanced life. You're likely familiar with the mantra of positive thinking and its promise to transform our lives with optimism. However, constantly aiming to stay positive can sometimes feel like a chore rather than a genuine state of mind. On the flip side, nurturing a negative outlook can drag you down, leaving a trail of gloom and defeat. So what's the middle ground? Enter the concept of neutral thinking, a practical approach that emphasizes rational assessment over emotional reactions. By adopting this mindset, you focus on processing information as it is, rather than coloring it with the hues of past experiences or future anxieties. This method involves giving due weight to past events, using them as lessons rather than forecasts. It's about aligning your actions with your core values and priorities, ensuring that your decisions are both grounded and forward-looking. This balance allows for more thoughtful, strategic choices and fosters a life filled with genuine passion and fulfillment. Embrace this shift toward neutral thinking. It could be your pathway to a life that's not only successful, but also rich with contentment and clarity. Part 1: How Neutral Thinking Offers a Balanced Alternative to Extreme Mindsets. Imagine waking up feeling great, ready to take on the world, only to be confronted with a health emergency and a global crisis simultaneously. This was the reality for Trevor Moawad, a mental conditioning coach, in the autumn of 2019. Amidst personal health challenges and the unfolding COVID-19 pandemic, Moawad reflected on the impact of different thinking styles under pressure. During times of crisis, such as the initial stages of the pandemic, the tendency to succumb to negative thinking can be overwhelming. People feared the worst, panicking about safety measures and focusing grimly on every piece of bad news. This habit of dwelling on the negative not only heightens anxiety, but can also lead to a sense of despair. On the flip side, excessive positivity, anticipating outcomes without sufficient grounding in reality, can set us up for disappointment and further negativity when things fail to turn out as hoped. This introduces the case for neutral thinking, a strategy Trevor Moawad himself applied in navigating his challenging circumstances. Neutral thinking stands apart by focusing solely on the facts at hand without the distortion of emotional biases. This approach doesn't mean ignoring the emotional aspects of life, but emphasizes maintaining a clear, factual basis for decision-making. It values learning from the past without being bound by it, recognizing that the future holds different possibilities. In practice, neutral thinking involves stepping back to assess situations objectively and making decisions rooted in reality. Then, approach these decisions with a vigor and mindfulness informed by facts, not fears or unfounded optimism. Adopting neutral thinking doesn't strip away passion or diminish ambition. Instead, it equips you to face life's challenges and opportunities with a pragmatic, balanced approach, ensuring decisions are thoughtful and actions are deliberate. This level of mindful engagement is what enables truly passionate and fulfilling pursuits, free from the swings of pessimism and blind optimism. Part 2. Using your values to steer towards neutral thinking. Imagine you're at the helm of a company that delivers home-based, round-the-clock healthcare to one of society's most vulnerable groups during a global pandemic. This was the reality for Cy France, CEO of WellBe Health, when COVID-19 swept across the globe. Faced with the potential for overwhelming stress and worry, France decided to anchor his and his team's responses in neutral thinking. The essence of neutral thinking lies in focusing on the immediate next step. For WellBe Health, this meant simplifying daily tasks into clear, manageable actions. Review the plan for the day, execute assigned tasks, and take care of one another. This approach kept the team focused and prevented them from drowning in the what-ifs of their crucial work. Statistically, the odds were grim. Predictions suggested that up to 60 of WellBe Health's clients could succumb to the virus, yet only 10 did. This dramatic difference was not just luck. It was a testament to the power of neutral thinking and structured, value-driven action under pressure. But how can you apply this when faced with your personal or professional storms? Whether it's a dire diagnosis, unexpected job loss, or even the nerves before a major presentation, the shift to neutral thinking can seem daunting. Your personal values are the rudder that helps guide this shift. By identifying what's truly important to you, be it family, integrity, health, or creativity, you create a framework for making decisions that align with who you are and what you stand for. This alignment is what enables you to act with intention and focus rather than react with fear or wishful thinking. For instance, let's consider preparing for a significant work presentation amidst a hectic weekend. If your core values include hard work and family, structure your preparation and personal time to reflect these priorities. Spend a focused morning reviewing your presentation, then devote your evening to quality family time at the park. This balanced approach allows you to meet both your professional goals and personal needs without compromise. By consistently aligning your actions with your values, you encourage a mindset of neutral thinking. You learn to navigate life's challenges with a sense of purpose and stability, moving through each day with a clear, calm, and effective focus. This not only leads to better outcomes in challenging times, but also enriches your everyday experiences, allowing you to engage fully and authentically no matter what the situation. Part 3. Aligning habits with values for effective outcomes. Consider the advice from Navy Admiral William McRaven during his 2014 commencement speech at the University of Texas, where he famously implored graduates to start each day by making their beds. This simple task, he argued, sets the tone for the day, providing an early, small win and a sense of pride that can catalyze further accomplishments. This notion underlines an important principle. Daily habits, however small, when aligned with your values, can lead to profound impacts on your life. Now, understanding the power of habits is one thing, but implementing them in a way that resonates with your core values is another. For instance, take Serena Williams, a titan in tennis, who meticulously wrote notes to maintain sharp focus and align her actions with her goal of excellence in tennis. Amidst personal tragedies and professional pressures, these notes, a blend of strategic reminders and personal motivators, like the name of her late half-sister Yetunde, anchored her focus and drive. Habits not only create a structured pathway to achieving your goals, but also help in mitigating distractions that can derail you from your values. One of the modern challenges is the habit of doom scrolling, endlessly browsing through negative news on social media, which can significantly dampen one's mood and outlook. Recognizing and curbing such habits is crucial for maintaining mental peace and staying true to one's values of positivity and focused energy. To truly live a life aligned with your values, consider not only cultivating positive habits, but also identifying and eliminating those that pull you away from what you cherish. Whether it's mindless scrolling through social media, getting distracted during important tasks, or engaging in gossip, acknowledging these habits is the first step towards neutral thinking. Creating lists can be a practical approach here. By listing down what's important to you and examining your daily habits, you can adjust your actions to better reflect your values. This kind of self-reflection enables you to make conscious choices each day, ensuring that your actions are not just reactive, but are also a true representation of your deeper values and principles. By aligning your habits with your values, you not only reinforce what matters most to you, but also facilitate a natural shift towards more neutral, effective thinking patterns. This alignment empowers you to handle life's challenges and opportunities with equanimity and purpose, propelling you towards personal growth and success. Part 4. Mastering neutral preparation, steering clear of extremes. Navigating a serious diagnosis like cancer is a monumental challenge, one that taught the author the critical importance of approaching such hurdles with a mindset focused on neutrality. This approach isn't just about staying calm, it's about meticulous preparation, without veering into the territories of information overload or emotional extremes. Before facing major medical procedures, the author perfected the art of selective engagement. He consciously chose to absorb only the most crucial information needed for the upcoming step, shielding himself from any unnecessary data that might skew his mental state. For instance, in the waiting rooms, he positioned himself away from screens displaying potentially anxiety-inducing test results. The night before surgery, instead of fretting, he watched Cinderella Man, a film depicting resilience and comeback, which served as a source of subtle inspiration and strength. This strategy extends beyond coping with illness to tackling any of life's significant pressures, whether it's a high-stakes presentation, an important exam, or a pivotal audition. Preparation is key, but so is the discernment about what information to consume. Flooding oneself with every possible outcome or side effect, as the author avoided with chemotherapy, can often do more harm than good. Moreover, achieving neutrality effectively also depends greatly on who surrounds you during these times. It's crucial to assemble a support system that keeps you grounded. Individuals who offer balance, rather than those who tilt you towards pessimism or force-feed optimism. The author emphasized the importance of having supporters who are genuinely helpful and positive without being overbearingly cheerful or conversely draining with their negativity. Thus, adopting a neutral mindset involves becoming the astute manager of your own well-being, akin to how one might manage a top athlete. This includes knowing when to engage or disengage from certain emotions, information, and even people. Embrace your emotions as they come, allowing yourself to fully experience and then release feelings like anger or sadness. This emotional processing is a crucial step towards regaining a neutral stance. With the right preparation and the right people, any challenge can be faced more effectively, allowing you to return to a state of neutral, where clear-eyed decision-making and action take place. Part 5. Embrace neutrality to enhance leadership. In 1989, Maria Shriver faced a tough decision as an upcoming mother in the workplace. The concept of taking maternity leave wasn't legally protected, posing a risk to her job security. Despite these challenges, Shriver had no choice but to continue working without the break she desired. Years later, the landscape has changed, and now as a leader herself, Shriver incorporates very different strategies in managing her team. Strategies that illustrate the effectiveness of leading from a neutral standpoint. A key practice she has adopted is conducting regular emotional intelligence checks to understand the well-being of her employees. This approach doesn't compromise the rational framework of neutral thinking, but enriches it by ensuring leaders understand the emotional climate of their teams. Understanding the emotional state of employees allows leaders like Shriver to adapt their management style to better suit individual needs and promote a productive work environment. This sensitivity is particularly critical in today's diverse workforce, where generational differences can lead to misconceptions and conflict. Enhanced emotional awareness helps bridge this gap, enabling leaders to meet their team members where they are, acknowledging their unique needs without forcing change. The concept extends beyond traditional workplaces. In sports and training environments, such as the Navy SEALs, methodologies have evolved from strict, harsh regimens to more supportive and preparative approaches. This shift underscores a broader acceptance of a neutral style of leadership, one that considers past methodologies but is flexible enough to adapt to current needs and best practices. This philosophy of neutrality in leadership also applies to self-management. Before you can lead others effectively, you must know how to lead yourself. Applying neutral thinking to self-leadership involves using your values as your compass and relying on facts rather than swept-up emotions or exaggerated perspectives. Understanding that no situation is catastrophically bad nor unimprovably good helps maintain a balanced perspective. In your journey through leadership and personal challenges, adopting a neutral mindset allows you to tackle situations with a clear head and a balanced approach, ready to adapt and respond with precision and empathy. Final summary. The ultimate mental state for both personal growth and effective decision-making isn't found at the extremes of negativity or blind positivity, but rather in the balanced realm of neutral thinking. This approach leverages the wisdom of past experiences while embracing the potential for new outcomes. It's about building daily habits that align with your deep-seated values and preparing judiciously for the challenges ahead. Living neutrally doesn't mean detaching from emotions or disregarding the past. Instead, it involves a strategic and open-minded approach where past lessons inform future decisions without dictating them. This balanced mindset enhances your ability to navigate life's unpredictability with a steadier hand. Moreover, by embodying this neutral state, you influence those around you, fostering an environment where clarity and calm prevail. Together, equipped with neutrality, you and your peers can navigate through life's myriad challenges with greater confidence and clarity, ensuring a productive, fulfilling journey. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.